Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell. Today is Veterans Day. And as I look back at the script for my program on Veterans Day of 2018, I opened the program by stating I had just heard my first snowplow of the year going down Highway 32. What a memory. Well, from History.com, here's a little history regarding Veterans Day. Veterans Day originated as Armistice Day on November 11, 1919, the first anniversary of the end of World War I. Congress passed a resolution in 1926 for an annual observance, and November 11th became a national holiday beginning in 1938. And it was in 1954 that President Dwight D. Eisenhower officially changed the name of the holiday from Armistice Day to Veterans Day. So to all the veterans listening right now, thank you for your service to our country. Well, tomorrow marks the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted, a time to remember the Christians who are experiencing the threat of danger for their faith in Christ. Praying for the persecuted can feel like a daunting task when the situations facing Christians around the world seem very complex. Even so, prayer is one of the most powerful tools with which we can support the persecuted church. Listen for the program Voice of the Martyrs Radio, Sunday evenings at 6 here on WRVM. We enjoy hearing from you. Our mailing address, WRVM, Box 212, Searing, Wisconsin, 54174. Or visit us online at WRVM.org. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Mike Cornell.